Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. In honor of Food Day, PCC hosts a food drive October 1st to 21st to collect contributions for its 10 local food bank partners. More information about the drive at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
So, Nance, what should I see in the Seattle Times Sunday edition but your smiling face, looking fabulous and blonde, darling, beaming out from your kitchen and your little dog, too?
Yeah, there we were in one of my favorite places. You know, the other one, of course, is in a restaurant. Or sitting at dinner with you, Stein. But yeah, I'm off to a new start at a new job at the Seattle Times. I'm writing for the Sunday Pacific Northwest magazine. So now I've got a new columnist position in a different part of the paper. And it's kind of, you know, it's my third act after, how many years have I been working there? Since 1998. It's been a long time.
Well, how is this going to be different than what you were doing before with your blog?
Well, for one thing, much of what I wrote on the blog did not appear in print. So this is something that will appear in print every Sunday in the magazine. That style of writing for print publication, is real different from just writing for the web, because I get to go on and on the web, as I know you know that I so often do. This is a little tighter spot. I'll also be doing cover stories for the magazine over the course of the year. I'm just finished working on my dining guide that I do every year. It comes out in November. But what's really interesting about working on a magazine schedule is I'm writing 2 months in advance. So while people haven't seen stuff in print, I've been busy typing away and going out and meeting people for profiles. I've been spending a lot of time in the kitchen working on recipes, and it'll be fun to be riffing on recipes. Like the one I did this week was, when you're in a restaurant and you eat something and it's fabulous, and you say, you know, I can cook this. And then I would go home and try to do it. Well, I did it with Pink Door's recipe for squid. It's a sauteed squid recipe, but it's made, da-da, with squid steak, not with little rings and tentacles.
I thought all you could have would be tentacles or rings. What part is the steak?
Well, you know, the thing about calamari, squid, is it's different sizes. There's big ones, there's small ones, and these are the large squid bodies that I actually grew up eating this kind of squid on the East Coast. It was very common to go in an Italian restaurant and get like a thick-cut squid, and you can cut it practically into noodles and turn it into a quick saute. It's just a wonderful dish.
So did you back-engineer this recipe on your own, or did you just get the recipe from the Pink Door?
Well, in this particular case, I did talk to Steve Smirsik at the Pink Door to find out what it was he uses. And then I tweaked it to suit my taste. I mean, when he's cooking for a crowd, they have some marinara sauce already set up. I used canned tomatoes that I then reduced just, you know, real quickly. It's a real fast dish. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. And, you know, mention some other dishes that I had at restaurants that are so easy to prepare. You just, you know, it's not going to kill you to lean over the counter and say to the chef, hey, man, that was delicious. What was in that if you didn't quite catch what was in it?
I think maybe the popular conception that chefs are jealously guarding every little detail of every recipe isn't really true, is it? I mean, maybe in some cases, but a lot of the times they'll tell you what they did, right?
Sure, they will. But my point is that you can make it your own. Like, you know, they use red wine, you can use white wine. They like a lot of garlic, you like a little bit, or none at all. I mean, I think that people are always fearful of that. And that's one of the things that I hope to get across with the recipes that I do use in the Pacific Northwest magazine. The idea that you can take something that I'm writing and then make it your own.
And eaters, you can find a link to that Pink Door squid recipe Nancy was talking about right at kplu.org, as well as a picture of Nancy with the squid. It's monstrous. By the way, while you're there at kplu.org, don't forget to make a little pledge during this very short 4-day fun drive. We'd sure appreciate it. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.